Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Well, we're in Nehemiah 4, and things are really going strong. And as with anything that we do, some enemies rise up, and they're right against what they're doing, and they're taunting them. Like, if you read about it, you're like, have we gone back to being kids? You know, they're right saying, you know, if a fox gets onto your wall, it'll fall because of all the weight of the fox. You know, just
very
stuff
elementary
like that
school thing
yeah,
to say. Yes.
Exactly. But really, that's yeah what the darkness does. The darkness really doesn't hold power. It just, they want to, the darkness wants to sound like it does. And so really, the enemies are the symbol for the darkness that comes. And so I like what Nehemiah prays. He just says, you know, let that just go right back to him, you know. And that's what we need to do, is send the darkness back. And, you know, we all are going to have situations that come against us when we are doing what God would have us do. And I think one of the most awesome things that, you know, we learn to do is we go to the center of that why, where there's just pure grace. And that's where we rest in the grace of God, the power to do what we can't do on our own.
Right. And so, yeah, this is so interesting because you can see God's support and the king's support, but yet this group, you know, rises up
right
complaining and all of that. And, you know, sometimes people listen to all those complaints, which is really the darkness, and that maybe prevents them from doing what they were called to do. But the reality is, no matter how loud they are or whatever comes your way, we know that with God with us, fulfilling the mission that he's given to us, that we can push through and we can bring that to fulfillment.
Right. You know, I think that's why we have to remember is that we don't go into panic mode,
right,
but that we go into the mode of trust. And how we do that is to just rest in the presence of God and to become quiet with confidence and certain that we can do what God has assigned us to do.
So do what's yours to do. Trust God. Stay in the center of grace. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.